It is time for us to go halfway around the world, and that means it's time for us to bring in none other than Arjun Singh in Jaisalmer, India. Good day, Arjun.
Good morning, sir.
And how are you over there in Jaisalmer this wonderful day?
Well, locust in the air, corona on the ground, and cyclone fear in the sea.
Uh-huh. Yeah, there's a lot going on.
Yeah, but fear no more.
Yeah.
The heat or the sun, everything is fine. It's by Shakespeare. I was just reading that poem. But the problems are everywhere, in the air, on the ground, in the sea there, because we are very far from the sea coast, but there is still a warning there. And we have sand storms here in Jaisalmer right now. You can't see, the visibility is very just like zero. You can't see out anything. It's because of the sand storms there. And then we have some locust grasshoppers. They move in large numbers and damage the crops everywhere. And then the corona, of course. But the thing is that everything is under control. So everything is fine. The people are okay here right now. The problems are here.
You know, it's interesting about the locust. It's an event that happens. Well, this time it's been about 27 years, but they wait underground. And at a certain time, they come up, and it's not only a problem for India, it's a problem for really anybody who depends on crops and doesn't have modern ways to protect those crops. So it must be interesting. Do you have lots of swarms of them?
Oh, yes, they are in a huge groups there. In the afternoon, sometimes you can't see the sun there. It's complete dark. It's because of the huge groups of these locusts there everywhere. Well, the farmers are a bit worried. Well, they can't do anything because they can't stop them. Well, the government is doing its best, spraying the chemicals on all those things, but they are not in limits. They are everywhere. Within seconds, when you see a green tree and just after a couple of minutes, you see only the branches, no tree, no leaves are there. So what the farmers do, they just sometimes they play music loudly, like they just bell the rings there, or make some kinds of music, and they start clapping there, they start shouting and hooting there because they have nothing else to do. So huge groups of those locusts everywhere, and this is a big worry for the farmers here. But sometimes it happens, because nowadays, right now in Jaisalmer, we had these groups a couple of days before, but now everything is clear here. And if we talk about the corona, especially because this is the time when everyone is talking about that. So right now in Jaisalmer, there were about 74 patients, and out of 74, 59, they got recovered and they are back to home. They are enjoying their life. They are very, they are healthy there because the government is in contact with them. And we also get the updates of those patients every day. So 59 out of 74 back to the home. So no more fear here of corona, of course, because everything is now no more lockdown. If I say it's unlock time right now in Jaisalmer, the people are just busy with their own works there. Well, the students are not going to the school, and the teachers are at home, because it's always in these months of May and June we have summer vacations, so not a problem for us. But otherwise, the life is back. And the people, they are not so worried about the corona, but the farmers, of course, they are worried of the locust.
You know, when I was a kid growing up, Arjun, I used to see TV movies that depicted the locust, and I always thought as a young kid, 5, 6, 7, 8 years old, that was science fiction, until I grew up and learned that how damaging the locusts are, not necessarily to your physical being, but by destroying the crops, and all of a sudden your crops go out of cycle for the next few years. And especially in a place like India, where there's so many people to feed that depend on those crops, it really is a huge problem.
Yes, it is. If I talk about the farmers of my town, of Jaisalmer district, they are really nervous. They are worried, because the first thing is that the average rainfall in this area is 15 centimeters per year. It's a complete dark, dry areas. So somewhere, if sometimes it happens, then we have a good rain, and then the problem comes with the locusts. So farmers are, and we have Indira Gandhi Canal, like, so some farmers, they have their fields near the canal, and they some of them, they have tube wells. Well, the depth is too down there, 700 to 800 feet deep there. But anyhow, they just work hard, and then they start cultivating there. But with this fear of the locust, they are also in trouble. And everyone is trying to just, because you can't do anything. If you use a lot of poison or the chemicals, then it's also not good for your crops and not good for the vegetation here, for the plants and trees. So it's a tough challenge, and it never happens every year. But for last 4 to 5 years, I listen, after every couple of years, we have this problem of locust here in Jaisalmer.
All right, and how's Girdar doing? I see some pictures that you posted up on your Facebook page.
Oh, yes, he's working hard. He's waiting for his secondary class result, 10th result, because it got postponed because of that corona. And now I think the schools will be back on 1st of July. So he, first of all, he will get his the result of 10th grade. And then he has two more years for his senior secondary, like 11th and 12th grade. And then he will go for the college. So he's really working hard right now to get admission in a university, in a good university, and very busy with his work there. He got a new laptop, and so every time he's busy with these things, and he loves physics, maths, and science, and all those subjects. So he's working hard on that. Right now, he's just waiting for the result because everything depends on that. We have only one English medium school, higher secondary school here in the Jaisalmer city. So the first concern is that if he gets the admission in that school, otherwise it's going to be a problem for us because we will have to send him out of Jaisalmer, like in another town in Jodhpur, Jaipur, like 300 to 400 kilometers far from here. So we think that he will get good marks, and there are some reserved seats in that school, because that school is not for the civilians. That school is for the army people or for the students who are their parents are in Air Force or in the army. So it's just like for the soldiers' kids. But I think there are some posts reserved, and if the students of the city of Jaisalmer, they get good marks, then they can get admissions there. So I'm confident. Girdar is also confident that he is going to get good marks, and he will get the admission in that school also. So he's very busy with these things, and he knows that if he gets that chance to go in that school, and then he has to just face an interview, and because the administration of that school will just call for the interview. So he's also working on that also.
All right. Well, thank you for the update there. Say hello to Girdar and your wife and family for us, and stay safe. And we'll speak to you again in about 3.5-4 weeks.
What's up? What's happening in Sharon relating to the corona? Everything is fine there?
Everything's settling down. There's still some cases and stuff like that, but everything's settling down and things are starting to open up. The Bargain Barn is now open again, and other shops, and now barber shops. So we're starting to slowly get back to normal here, Arjun. Slowly.
Okay, be safe from the beer.
Okay, you too. Yeah, I know. Thank you.
Thank you.
You too. Have a I wish you were here to see that bear. I think you would have gone back to India right away.
I only see in Hollywood movies. That's it. Not in India.
All right. I will check with you in a month. Take care, Arjun.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye. That is Arjun Singh as we go around the world here this morning on Robin Hood Radio.